This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, folks. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvind Viraj.
The discussion we're having today, of course, is related to the Panjana initiative. The question is, of the four main thrusts that the initiative focuses on, which would be the most beneficial for you? Of the four, we have reducing unemployment, ensuring affordability, digitalization, or consumer confidence. You can let us know your thoughts on that on the poll that we're running over on Twitter, Instagram, and WhatsApp are also available. WhatsApp, of course, is 018-789-8899. Instagram is at BFM Radio. Now, Chris, you have a story regarding face masks.
I do. So obviously with the advent of COVID-19, consumer priorities have sort of shifted. We used to want to buy, you know, like I wanted to buy a lipstick. That's just a thing of the past at the moment for the most part. You know, the tech and stuff, the watches, I don't know, man. But the new luxury items are, of course, masks, sanitizers, and other health and safety equipment. However, some sellers have been taking advantage of consumer fears by marking up mask prices as much as 20 times the retail price, which is exactly why 3M has filed a lawsuit against an Amazon seller, accusing him of doing exactly that, charging as much as 20 times the retail price in mask listings and claiming them to be the company's N95 respirators. So 3M said in its complaint filed yesterday that Mao Yu and his associate companies charge as much as $23.21, far higher than 3M's usual retail price of 63 cents to $3.40 for the masks. And it is one of 12 such suits against alleged price gougers amid the pandemic.
Wait, he's charging $23 per mask?
Yep.
My word.
Yes.
This guy deserves everything that's thrown at him.
Yep, and he's one of 12 suits as well, which is saying something. So 3M said in its complaint, a certain bad actors have sought to exploit the crisis and prey on innocent parties through a variety of scams involving 3M N95 respirators and other health-related products in high demand. They include the sale of counterfeit, damaged, deficient, or otherwise altered products, unlawful price gouging, fake offers, bait-and-switch tactics, and other unfair and deceptive practices, all of which undercut the integrity of the marketplace and constitute an ongoing threat to public health and safety. On Amazon's part, they have removed this person and his associated companies from its selling platform. But I wanted to bring this up because, you know, I was wanting to ask you guys, have you noticed products, you know, becoming more expensive in the past few months?
Yes, I saw a little bit in, of course, stuff like the stuff that we need every day now, the sanitizers. For a while, I saw the price of that going up. And toilet paper was something that was going up for a little while as well. Normal things that, you know, everyday things that became suddenly the stuff that we needed on a regular basis. I don't know whether I've seen other stuff. Yes, actually, yeah, groceries. Fresh fruit and fresh veg has gone up. Even the price of durian has gone up as well. You know, this is something that's very close to my heart. Of course, durian season's just around the corner, and I'm seeing the prices go up, even from some of the people that I would normally buy from. I've noticed that their prices have gone up, even though just before the MCO, or just at the beginning of the MCO, we were seeing durians lined up at the side of the streets because they couldn't sell them. And now the prices have gone back up again because, of course, durian season is just around the corner.
It's coming, yeah.
It's not quite the same as face masks, but, you know, this is something that's important too.
Yeah.
Meat is another thing. So I've noticed that if slices of meat and then cuts of meat that they sell in the supermarkets, the prices of those have sort of gone up significantly. I don't know why, but it's ever since the start of the MCO, I've seen that they've gone up by some by 3 ringgit, some by 5 ringgit, but there is a significant difference. But, you know, focusing on masks, I've seen that some places have found loopholes on ways to sell different kinds of masks. Like if you sell the 3-ply ones, I think those have to be a maximum of 1 ringgit 50 cents. I don't think they can charge more than that by a certain kind of ruling. But what they've done is they sell the 4-ply, or they sell different kinds of masks with quote-unquote different kinds of protection for way more. So it's like 450, 550, 650. So I'm like, by doing that, you're saying that the 3-ply ones are not effective enough and you should buy maybe 4-ply or whatever, like double layered, I don't know, for more. and you're able to charge more for those, which again comes down to you are marking up the prices for PPEs and protective equipment.
Yeah.
And this is something that affects consumer confidence, obviously, you know. And it's the issue is, for the most part, these three-ply masks are perfectly effective for what they're supposed to be doing and for what we need them for on a day-to-day basis. When you're out and about and you're in public, wearing one of those three-ply masks is perfectly fine, right? Yet, for people who might not know a little better, and at this stage, I think everybody should be aware of, you know, where we are on this kind of spectrum of which masks work and which ones don't, you know, you don't need to be spending more, you know? But the problem is when you get desperate and you think, well, I'm going to have to buy some, I'm going to have to restock up, it's people like this guy, you know, who's happily sat there, and there's other people who are hoarding these things in their house where they've got boxes and boxes of these things, you know? I think 3M are doing exactly what they should be doing by, you know, just coming down really heavy on him.
And for me, for my part, although I haven't really seen that much of an impact on masks here, I know for a fact that in the UK, masks are not like commonly worn. That's not really the culture. In a lot of Asian countries, already when we were sick, we would buy masks anyway. But we had an issue with my sister being able to get a hold of masks. And I think the issue with this is that, especially on a platform like Amazon that you know can ship internationally, like when they see those sorts of prices, they may think it's justified because they have to ship it and all that stuff. And they may not be aware that this is not at all near the retail price. And they people might not know they're being taken advantage of.
Not only that as well, but just in the last couple of days, the WHO have come out, haven't they? And they've said, okay, we've had a rethink and maybe now everybody should be wearing a mask out in public yet again. And this, of course, is going to help push prices up again, isn't it? You know, because now this is all going to be in demand. But on the flip side, in terms of prices coming down and stuff, I've seen that companies who are now asking for people to help promote their products and stuff like that have now said, oh, we can't afford to pay you that much anymore, and we can't afford to pay you that anymore. So on the flip side, the kind of demand for talent is still there, but people are just not willing to pay for it now.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, seen that as well. And I'm also thinking, like, you know, like you mentioned, those things are happening locally. And in the local scenario, Malaysia is sort of, we are controlled when it comes to the spread of COVID-19. Touch wood, we've done a good job. But think about like other countries where it's like gone rampant, where there's no control, where it's taken, it's like it's become like a horror film, more like even places like the US. I can understand why the talent thing would be an issue. I would understand why the mask thing would be an issue, because you're so desperate. You're like, there's way too many people with the disease. You know, there's no time to sort of think if you need it or not. You'd rather like, I'm just going to do it for my safety.
Right, we're going to take a short break, folks. Green Day up next with Redundant. Oh, my word. But we are taking a question from you. Of the four main thrusts that the Penjana Initiative focuses on, which would be most beneficial to you? Let us know. Get the four choices are reduce unemployment, ensure affordability, digitalization, or consumer confidence. That's the poll running on Twitter at BFM Radio, of course. Instagram is also at BFM Radio, and WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be back in a few. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.